We have the privilege right now to stand up and to worship him and to end YXL. The most important thing that we come here to do, right? To worship, to come before the throne of King Jesus, to bask in his love. I want to call us to worship this evening from Psalm 103. I don't know if you realize it, but this is what you just did. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. You're blessing the Lord with your testimonies. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Let's bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, sing like never before, oh my soul, worship your holy name. The sun up. It's a new day dawn. It's time to sing our song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
the Lord, oh my.
sing like never before.
Sing like never before.
Oh my soul, I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name.
So loved us, God so loved us. Truth that his love will never let us go. Let me read you a passage from Psalm 139. Oh Lord, you've searched me and you know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, oh Lord, you know it all together. You hem me in behind, before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the light around me be night. Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. We just sang the song, oh love that will not let me go. And just heard this truth, that our Lord has searched us and knows us. And that every place that we go, whether good or evil, he knows us. And a beautiful, the beautiful, beautiful gospel truth is that no matter where you are, no matter what you've done, his love will not let you go. And so as we come to him, we can confess our sins because he knows it, and we can confess with confidence because we know that he will not turn his back on us because of our sin. Rather, he has come to this earth and died for us precisely because of our sin. So let's take a moment to confess our sin before the Lord.
as I call to you. As I lift my hands in spirit and in truth.
Sing that again. Many things about the Christian life that are uncertain. What it looks like when Jesus comes back, I know it's going to be good, but there's some uncertainty, and I wonder. What tomorrow holds, I'm uncertain about that, but there's one thing that we can be doubtless about, that we can be sure, that as his word says, if we confess our sins, he is just, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you've confessed your sins to Jesus, if you believe in him as your Lord and Savior, wonder no more. Your sins are forgiven. This is the story. This is the gospel story. This is what we sing about. Jesus wins. Always.
Befriended by the King above all kings. Surrender to the friend above all friends. determined, determined now to live this life for you. You're so worthy. My greatest gift would be the least your due. This will be my story. This will be my song. Always be my Savior. Jesus, you will always have my heart. This will be my story. This will be my story. Befriended by the King above all kings. Astounded, astounded that your gospel beckons me.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this day. We praise you this day that we have this story. This story that is true, more true than anything we've ever experienced. That from the dawn of time, when sin entered in this world, you set out on a mission to make all things right, to see that all sad things become untrue. And Lord, today we wonder and are astounded that truly your gospel welcomes us, indeed beckons us into your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for this. We praise you for this. We thank you that we can stand forgiven before you. We thank you that you have justified us. We thank you that you have brought us into your family as sons and daughters of the Most High. We thank you that you are at work in our lives to bring about holiness and to make us more like Jesus. And we look forward with a certain hope to the day that you're coming back. Lord, we praise you. We ask that you be with us here this night. Teach these ears and these hearts. For the glory of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. You can be seated.